Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Just the Tip of the Nozzle. 3D printing tips and tricks brought to you by Platypus Dad and Platypus Dad Productions. And I would be Platypus Dad. So on our first podcast, what I'm going to do is give you a little background of myself, my history with 3D printing, and everything that it can possibly do. So 3D printing in itself is a relatively new technology, but it's grown quite a bit. And many of you now are out there getting their first brand new printers, thanks to the growth of social media, technology, and just the awareness of what 3D printing is. And that's going to leave you with a lot of questions of, how the heck do I fix this? So let me help you on that journey, and we can walk together. So let me give you a little background of myself. Hello, everybody. I'm Platypus Dad. I have been in 3D printing since 2016. That actually occurred as I became a single father of five at that time, and I saw that I needed to reshape my hobbies as I was focusing my attention on my children. So everyone needs a hobby, needs an outlet, and at the time, most of my outlets were external, but I needed something that still allowed for my creativity to flow and allowed me time to be at home and take care of the children. So at this time, I was working for an organization, and in that organization, I had a coworker who had brought in something new, and I'd heard and read about 3D printing. The first ever notice that was mainstream was actually in Jurassic Park. They actually showed a form of 3D printing. And so I was curious, and he showed me a few little things he had made, and that started the journey of research. Now, in that research, what I found at that time is, in order to get a 3D printer made, you had to know somebody with 3D printing, because they had to print you parts for your printer you were going to build. Now, you could order kits, but the kits were never complete. They always came with files or access to files. And there's a reason behind that. The reason was the 3D printing community at the beginning was very open source, and the idea was to spread the technology through the growth and contact with others. By getting pieces printed by other printers or makers, what you learned to do was to start sharing and being part of a community that helped one another grow. And so for me, what that did was that actually grew from building a small little Delta printer to getting a core extrusion, an old Wanaho D6, to eventually getting a large format printer, which was actually driven by the need to help out a local teenager who had lost a limb. And I'll get into that later. And to where now I run a small, and it might, any mean standard, it's a small farm of two large format printers, six normal printers, and a resin printer, where I create cosplay props. I do have a side business, as I did state, Platypus Dad Productions, where I recreate not only props, but I do tools, toys, as well as prosthetics for children and pets. So what led to this need for a podcast, or to do a podcast? Well, it's been on my heart for a while. In my community, I am one who gets tagged a lot as far as how-tos, how do you fix this, what to do, only because of the printers and the experience that I've gotten over the years on different types of models, as well as my background in my quote unquote, air quotes, fingers up in the air, professional business of working on electronics as well as making strange things actually fly in the air. So with that, I have opened this podcast to share any kind of knowledge that I may have, answer any questions you can have. And right now the podcast is not monetized. It's kind of a personal as well as promoting my Platypus Dad business, side business. as well as hopefully make this a lot less stressful for you. We're going to get in the next couple episodes that I will upload and post onto the website is several questions that we get right off the bat. We're going to go over what type of printer should I get? What's the beginning right printer? What size of nozzle? What does that really mean? We're going to get into the core of the questions. Now, while there's tons of YouTube out there that actually do also address this, what I hope I'm going to give you is just some layman's terms of why. Rather than go into deep technological reasons of, angles and, meters per second movement, which you can get into, I'm going to help break it down for the average individual, A, to make sure that 3D printing is right for you, and B, to give you a little more information and insight of how the machines work and how you can possibly fix them and how you can operate them with less failure. And I use the keyword less, and we'll get into that to another episode. So I want to thank you for coming to this podcast. I want to hope you subscribe and stay tuned for the next episodes that we're going to go over. As well, today was just an introduction of, hi, I'm Platypus Dad. I'm a 3D maker. Follow me on your journey, and together we can make sure you, A, avoid the spaghetti monster, and B, make the best things you can make.